Hello, ladies and gents. Welcome to a new episode of Learning With Myself. This episode, I will talk about the key moment when you've got to decide what type of English do you want to learn, British English or American English. First of all, it is a fact that American culture is everywhere, so it is quite easy to get American English just by watching films or series and listening to popular music. One would think that it is easier to learn American English instead of British English, but I've found that is not completely true. Let's see why. As you might know at this point, I am from Chile, a country in South America where people speak Spanish. Spanish speakers, we've got a specific group of sounds which I will call here our sounds database. Every time we learn a new language, we sort of compare the sounds from the new language with the sounds of our mother tongue. That's why it is so difficult, I think, to learn Chinese or Vietnamese, because there you face another group of sounds which are quite unknown to our ears. Anyway, when we listen to English speakers, we may find a lot of similar sounds that we already know from our mother tongue. Well, I'm not an expert in phonetics or anything. I'm just speaking from my own experience here. And if you are interested on this subject, well, you could Google some of these things. As I said, I'm not really an expert, so don't expect that I give you all the knowledge, because I don't have it. Anyway, what I want to say here is that I think the sound database of American English is more different to my mother tongue than the sound database of British English. I'll give you just one or two examples, and you will see what I mean here. Okay, let's take this word forever. As a Spanish speaker, I would read it like this: forever. Now, we all know that the R sound in English, both American and British English, is like this. Like forever. Now, people from the US would say forever, you know, forever, and that ending sound doesn't exist in our Spanish database, if you know what I mean here. On the other hand, British people would say forever, and you know what, that ending sound does exist in our database, so it is easier for us to say forever instead of forever. Okay, yeah, I think so, or at least the same happens with all the more nasal sounds that the US people have. I don't really have any other example on this, so I'm sorry. Okay, let's see another example. Let's go now to the letter T. Our sound for that letter is T. For example, zapato, trabajo, también, tela. It is a strong T, you know. Now, in American English, the T is not always a strong sound. Sometimes it is like a D or a double D, like party instead of party, butter instead of butter, matter instead of matter. Alright, in Spanish we tend to speak as we read, and the T sound will be always a T sound, not ever a D sound. That's why it is easier for us, I think, to speak British English, because Brits do pronounce the T sound as strongly as we do. So they would say party, butter, matter. Okay, It is also true that a lot of Brits don't pronounce the T at all. That's called glottal stop. For example, party, bota, ma'a, important, and so on. Anyway, about not pronouncing some letters of a word, well, you know, French language is probably a good example of that, since the ending letters of some words are not pronounced at all. But we're not talking about French here. So, in Spanish we do that too, a lot. I only can speak from my point of view as citizen of this country I live in, called Chile. Have you ever heard about Chilean slang? Well, it could be very hard to understand, even for us. A classic example of Chilean Spanish is the S sound. When words end in S, we don't pronounce that letter, or we maybe pronounce some weak, sort of muted sound. Let's see an example. Vamos a la playa, which means let's go to the beach. In Chile, you would say vamos a la playa. You know, did you get the difference? Vamos a la playa, vamos a la playa. Another example is this. ¿Cómo están tus padres? Which means, how are your parents? And you in Chile, you would say, ¿Cómo están tus padres? You know, we don't pronounce the S sound. Alright, there are some another words we don't, another letters we don't pronounce. Let's see here. ¿Para qué viniste? Which means, why did you come? And we say, ¿Pa qué viniste? Instead of para, we say pa. Okay, so we don't pronounce some letters of some words. Okay, there are loads of different examples of this. I don't really have time now to see every sound we don't pronounce here in Chile. But the main point here is that we don't pronounce a lot of sounds either. Just like some Brits, just like the glottal stop that we were talking about before. Alright, I was talking about why British English is more convenient to learn than American English for us Spanish speakers from South America, or specifically from Chile. There's the ER ending, the T sound. I know I had some other examples, but I can't remember them now. Anyway, what do you think? Do you think American English is easier than British English? Do you think there are not so much differences between them? Do you agree with that, with what I've said here on this podcast? Or you totally disagree with it? Alright, tell me about what you think in the comments below. And time's almost over, so this is goodbye for now. I will come back soon with another subjective, skewed, twisted, one-sided opinion. I hope you don't mind. Okay, bye for now.